Today we're making a route for a wobble bass that hits with old-school jungle and DNB attitude, but keeps the CPU nice and low in Ableton Live 12, and that low CPU part matters more than people think. In this style, you're usually already running chopped breaks, effects, atmospheres, and a bunch of arrangement detail. So instead of leaving a big synth patch alive the whole time, we're going to design the movement once, print it to audio, and then treat that audio like a drum break. That gives you more control, more commitment in the sound, and way less strain on your session. The vibe we're aiming for is not huge for the sake of huge. In jungle and old school DNB, the bass doesn't need to fill every inch of the spectrum. It needs to be animated, controlled, and placed with intent. Think call and response with the drums. Think pressure, not clutter. Let's set this up. Start with three tracks. One MIDI track for the sub, one MIDI track for the wobble source, and one audio track for the resample print. Group the two MIDI tracks into a bass group so you can manage them together, and keep the audio track separate so it's ready to record. Right away, give yourself some headroom. You do not want to chase loudness at this stage. Aim to keep the bass group peaking somewhere around -8 to -6 dB before master processing. That gives the kick and break room to breathe later. For the project tempo, a good old school DNB starting point is around 170 to 174 BPM. Build a two-bar loop first. That's important. Bass in this style often feels better when it phrases against the break instead of just looping endlessly. Now let's build the sub. On the sub track, load something simple and stable, like operator or wave-eatable. Keep it on a sine wave or another very pure waveform. The goal here is not character or wobble. The goal is weight and certainty. Make it mono, set voices to 1, keep the attack fast, keep the release short, and avoid anything that makes the low end wander around. Write a bass MIDI part that follows the root notes of your progression. In jungle and rollers, short offbeat notes often work really well. You can also hold notes under the kick and snare pocket, or repeat a one-bar phrase with a small variation in bar 2. Keep it simple. This sub should feel like the foundation, not the feature. Now for the wobble source. On the wobble source track, use a lightweight synth like wave-eatable, operator, or analog. You want something that can move, but doesn't need a huge chain of effects to sound good. A solid starting point is a saw or square bass tone, maybe a slightly detuned second oscillator if your CPU allows it, though honestly you can skip that if you want to keep it lean. Add a low-pass filter or a band-pass filter with a bit of resonance. Then assign an LFO to filter cutoff or wave-eatable position. Sync the LFO to something like quarter notes, eighth notes, or 16th notes, depending on how fast you want the motion to feel. A smooth sine shape gives you a classic wobble. A slightly stepped shape can make it feel a bit more aggressive and mechanical. A good tonal range to experiment with is somewhere around 120 to 400 Hz if you want it dark and weighty, or 400 to 900 Hz if you want more growl and presence in the printed audio. Add just a touch of drive inside the device if needed, but don't overdo it. We're building something that sounds good enough to print, not a monster synth patch that lives forever. Here's where the DNB part really starts to matter. Don't just let the LFO run non-stop and call it a day. Phrase it. Write a two-bar MIDI clip and use note lengths to control the movement. Short notes make the wobble punchier. Longer notes let the filter sweep breathe. Leave little gaps where the snare or break fill need space. That's a huge part of making this feel like jungle instead of a generic wobble loop. The drums in this style are usually busy, so if the bass is constantly moving, it can blur the groove. But if the bass answers the drums, everything feels more intentional and a lot more powerful. A simple arrangement idea is this. In bar 1, the bass answers the first kick and leaves room for the snare. In bar 2, repeat the idea, but add one extra note or let one tail ring a little longer. Then leave a small hole at the end of the bar so the break fill can land cleanly. That little moment of space can make the whole thing feel much heavier. Before we print, do only a light amount of processing. Keep it minimal, maybe an EQ8 with a gentle high pass around 25 to 35 Hz to clean up rumble. Maybe a saturator with just a few dB of drive, maybe 1 to 4 dB, and soft clip if the sound needs a bit more density. If the synth patch filter isn't giving you enough movement, you can use auto filter for some live cutoff shaping. And if the level is a little uneven, a compressor or glue compressor can help, but only if it's actually needed. The point is not to build a giant live chain. The point is to commit the motion to audio, then edit the audio like you would edit a break. So now we resample. Set your audio track input to resampling if you want to capture the whole output, or route it more cleanly from the bass group or the wobble track, if your setup allows that. In most cases, The cleaner route is better, because it gives you a more controlled print. Arm the audio track and record a 2-bar or 4-bar pass. A good teacher tip here: print in sections, not just one giant loop. Capture a 1-bar take and a 2-bar take if you can. That gives you more options later without having to re-record everything. And keep the print gain conservative. You want a healthy level, not a smashed loud one. Leave room for slicing, fades, and later processing. Now comes the fun part. Take the resampled audio and start treating it like a sample. Chop it, trim it, duplicate the best hits, and remove dead space. If you want more control, you can use warp carefully, but don't stretch the sub-heavy parts too aggressively. Overwarping can soften the punch and make the bass lose impact. In a lot of cases, simple arrangement slicing is enough. Try creating a small bass vocabulary from the print: a main stab, a longer tail, a filler stutter, and an end-of-bar pickup. That gives you enough material to build phrases without needing another synth pass. And, because it's audio, you can nudge clips a few milliseconds earlier or later to make them lock with the break in a really satisfying way. Now we polish the printed audio. On the audio track, keep the processing lean. EQ8 can help if the wobble got too bright or muddy. A small cut in the 200 to 400 Hz area can clean up boxiness. A low pass can tame harshness if needed. Saturator can add a little more density, maybe 1 to 3 dB of drive. Utility is great if you want to keep the low end centered and control stereo width in the mids. And if the printed bass is peaking too hard, use compression lightly just to tame it, not flatten it. Always check this in mono. The low end should stay locked. If the bass gets weak in mono, that's a sign the source patch or the stereo processing is too facey. In this style, a stable mono sub is non-negotiable. Once the audio is printed, the real arrangement tricks open up. Now you can automate the resampled bass like a proper drop element. You might automate an EQ filter sweep into the drop, or increase saturator drive slightly in bar 2 for extra lift. You could narrow the width right before the drop, then let the mid layer open a bit once the drop lands. You could use auto filter for tension and release, or automate clip gain for little call and response accents. A really strong DNB move is a tiny dropout before the next section. Pull the bass out for half a beat or a beat right before the downbeat. That gives the break room to snap through, and when the bass returns, it feels heavier without adding any extra layers. That little moment of negative space is pure gold in jungle and old school DNB. When you build the arrangement, think in phrases, not just loops. Maybe the intro uses a filtered version of the bass as a teaser. Then the first drop brings in the main printed phrase, short and punchy, while the break does most of the rhythmic work. After 8 bars, swap one chop, extend one tail, or change one automation move so the energy develops. In the breakdown, strip away the sub and let a filtered tail or a mid-range bass texture create tension. Then bring the second drop in with a dirtier print, more drive, or a slightly wider mid-layer. For old-school jungle vibes, don't feel like you need to fill every bar. Let the bass interact with the amen or the break edits like it's part of the sample collage. Sometimes the heaviest thing you can do is leave space. Here's the big takeaway. In this workflow, the synth patch is just the starting point. The real bassline happens when you resample it, chop it, and arrange it with the drums. That's how you get movement without burning CPU. That's how you get the bass to feel like part of the track, not just a loop sitting on top of it. If you want to practice this fast, set a 15-minute timer. Build a 2-bar phrase at 172 BPM with a simple sine sub and a lightweight wobble source. Record it to audio. Chop it into 3 versions: a main hit, a longer tail, and a short fill. Arrange those over 4 bars with a breakbeat loop. Add just one automation move, like filter cutoff or saturation drive. Then check the whole thing in mono and make sure the sub still feels solid. If you do that, you'll already be thinking like a drum and bass producer who knows how to make audio do the heavy lifting. So remember the formula: clean sub, lightweight wobble source, resample to audio, chop for phrasing, keep the low end mono, and let the arrangement create the drama. That's how you get jungle flavored wobble bass with old school pressure, minimal CPU, and way more control.